Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and today we are talking about maker and taker fees. Maker and taker fees. So these are the fees that you're going to pay on an exchange, say Poloniex, Bittrex, Kraken, whatever other ones that you use to trade on their platform. And I really am probably not the best to explain this. So what I did is I pulled up a couple websites that have this written out very nicely and eloquently, and I'm just going to read from them, and then we can go in there for a couple examples to explain a little better. I think actually this is going to be a pretty short episode. I think in all my episodes I try to stay between 10 and 15 minutes, and then I ramble until 20 minutes about some bullshit, but I think this one's going to be short because I don't have much to say. Anyway, so on money.stackexchange.com, somebody asked, what is maker versus taker? And somebody wrote this, and I think it's just very well said. A trade gets the taker fee if the trade order is matched immediately against an order already on the order book, which is removing liquidity. A trade gets the maker fee if the trade order is not matched immediately against an order already on the order book, which is adding liquidity. Okay, so what does that mean? Let's just say we're going to buy F, okay? And F is $100 right now. I wish it was $100. I think we all wish it was $100. Okay, but F is $100. Okay, so you think F is going to go down to, say, $90. And you're on your exchange and you say, okay, I am going to make an offer. You can look on the exchange. On the exchange, all exchange has a bid and ask order book. And you make an offer, say $90 on the order book. And if it is not there and somebody doesn't sell it to you immediately, you're the maker. Because, you know, if F is trading at $100, and most people go, okay, you know what? I'll sell it for, you know, 99, maybe 101, maybe even find a 98 there. But nobody really is gonna, nobody should have it for sale for $90 if it's trading at 100. I mean, that's just silly. They lose $10 per F. But let's just say they did. That means you are the taker. Okay, so if you say, you know what, I'm going to buy it when it goes down to 90. Boom. I place my order for 10F at $90. Holy shit, it's fulfilled immediately. I'm the taker and I pay a fee. Now, the fee is dependent on the exchange. Some exchanges, you know, have different incentives or perks or, you know, ideology about how they want to run this. So it's better for the traders, for us. And it honestly can get confusing, very confusing. But this is what they do. So just to recap, if you place an order, say F is trading at 100, you place an order for F at 90, and it is you are sold F at 90 or any price at 98 or 101 or 100, and it's sold to you immediately, you are the taker. If it is just put in the books and you have to wait until somebody says, okay, I will sell you at that price, you are the maker. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the exchanges to see what prices they have for their exchange. All right, so looking at, what is this? Which one is this? Oh, this is GDAX. GDAX, again, owned by Coinbase. Their maker and taker fees, they don't have a maker fee. So if you place an offer for whatever ridiculous amount you want or whatever market price you want, that doesn't cost you anything. However, it does cost you the taker fee, and the taker fees are high. Sometimes, actually, most exchanges do it this way. They have a volume, a 30-day volume discount or rebate plan. for people who spend a lot of money or trade a lot of currency, they want to give you a better price because, you know, they're making X so much money off of you. Usually the maker or taker fees anywhere from 0.1% to, you know, 0.3%. And that can add up if you're talking about $1 million. So they give you a little bit of a discount if you're trading more and more. And we'll go into that a little bit later. I'm not going to go into it with GDAX because, to be honest, it's a little confusing, their system. But they also have one. For normal people like me and like probably most people that aren't trading $100,000 or what have you, it's going to be a 3.3% taker fee. 0.3% taker fee. Nothing as a maker fee, but 0.3% taker fee. For Poloniex, they have a 15, their starting rate is a 0.15% maker fee and a 0.25% taker fee. And that's if you're trading less than 600 Bitcoin per 30 days. And 600 Bitcoin is a lot. It's, you know, 600 times whatever it's trading at right now, 2,000. So we're talking about $1.2 million of trades in 30 days. I am not trading that much. And probably if you're listening to this, you're not either. Because if you are, you shouldn't be listening to this about makers and taker fees if you're trading $1.2 million. You should hire a guy to tell you about this and to manage your shit. Don't listen to this podcast. Here, let me give you advice. If you are trading in 30 days $1.2 million and you're listening to this podcast for what a maker and taker fee is, just stop trading. Just stop right now. Cash out one Bitcoin. Go on the internet. Find some 14-year-old kid that knows this shit like crazy. Come over and school you on it and have like a home class for a month to figure out because you shouldn't be trading that much money if you're listening to this podcast. Anyway, yeah, so makers and taker fees, depending on how much your monthly volume is. If you are around over 600 Bitcoins a month, then the maker fee goes down to 0.14%, and the taker fee is 0.24%, all the way up to 120,000 Bitcoins per month in volume. You're not paying anything for maker fees and basically nothing for taker fees. So again, it's a sliding scale to see how much you're trading per month. Bittrex, all trades are the same. They have a 0.25% commission on maker and takers. This is what they have on their website. And now the same thing goes for like stop orders and limit orders. On the exchanges, you are able to set a price that you want to buy for or sell for. Say if you're holding 100 ETH. Again, we're going to talk about ETH. I like to talk about ETH. Say you're holding 100 ETH and you see the price going up. You can set the price to sell once it reaches a certain price. You see it at 100, you see it going to 105, 110, 112, 113, and you say, you know what? I really want to make some profit, but I don't want to sit here all day and look at this. And you know what? I don't really care if I sell or not. However, if it reaches 130, I'm selling. And you can set it as 130 sell. So if you think it will reach, say, 130, you can put a sell limit order at 130. And you can, and we're going to call that order, say, a take profit order. In such case, you will be adding additional ETH to the book. That's why you'll be only paying maker fees. You'll be making paying maker fees. So if you put it up at 130 and the market price is only at 100 and nobody else on the books has a sell order for that, you're a maker. However, if it gets filled, again, you're a taker. But again, maker and taker fees also play here when you're talking about these limit sell orders and stop limits and above and below market prices, and you just want to set your price and sell on the exchanges and go do other things or worry about other coins or worry about another exchange altogether. and the exchange will deal with this for you. So basically, that is maker and taker fees in a nutshell. If you have any questions or comments, let me know. If not, thank you very much. Crypto 101 with Matthew Aaron. And today's song is by Rehab. The song is called Truth or Dare, featuring Little Daylight. I originally found this on Chill Nation YouTube channel. Really good channel, very chill music. Check it out.